This is CliffCentral.com.
It's that time of the week once again. It's the weekly mashup because it's 11 o'clock. How are you doing, Candy?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. It's
I'm
your
so
boy,
excited.
Tisha Masha.
And Candace Mama.
Your girl, Candy Mama. Mama Candy. Okay. Today is a big day for us because it's going to be amazing. We're doing the sixth edition of the weekly mashup. And
yes.
I think it's great that we have this playing in the background. You know, don't say it's over and blah, blah, blah. I won't die. But just to get us in the right kind of mood,
mm-hmm.
I thought that we should start like this. Oh, man, that song is
what a
so
song.
Sexy.
Are you sure it's for me? My Ooh, goodness.
My goodness. Well, let me clear that up. Like, it's not like for you.
Okay.
It's just like I want you to hear it
okay,
if you hadn't
okay.
heard it before. I just, the other day I was stumbling on some great music that I'd forgotten about a little bit because, you know, Prince passed away last week.
Oh, yes.
Which for me was devastating because he was my, a role model in so many ways.
Mm.
And I just love Prince. And sometimes I wonder if I just loved him as a musician or just like as a man.
Like, that look you just got so in your eyes, a little worrying. But
yeah,
I mean,
and you know, I'm totally straight, but he was such a beautiful man.
He could have gotten it if he was in South Africa. That's what it looks like. But
maybe not with me, but I definitely, you know, we would have like gone out and
you're
and
a little freaky.
Prince and I would have. If I'd met Prince while I was still at varsity and we like hung out,
yeah,
I'd be a wreck right now because we would have done things to other people and hopefully they would have liked it.
Oh, I think all of us were devastated.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and all
a great
of us.
Musician,
yeah,
though.
And Prince was a friend to all of us. I think in our heads, you know,
exactly.
Like I mean, he was my friend in my head.
Okay,
and he sang that. He dedicated that song.
We were
to
boys,
me.
You know.
Most beautiful girl in the world.
So,
I mean,
so that was Andre 3000 with She Lives in My Lap, and the reason why I was playing that because I thought it was such a beautiful and sexy song, which is a great way to start off our show today, because today is about the sex edition, right?
Yeah. It is, and I'm so excited.
And what really I loved about the song was the lyrics. Like, I felt like I hadn't heard it before because it starts off and this guy seems like he's just talking about this wonderful
independent
chick. Mm. And then from there, it just goes like, she lives in my lap. And it's like, yeah, she does
exactly
all that,
like
but
that.
She lives in my lap. Like,
yeah.
That's where she's always. That's where you find her, but also that's where she finds life. Like,
that's it. It's a beautiful song, especially when you it's like the secret to how men think, you know? Like, they want you to be independent and out there,
uh-huh.
but when you get home, they want you to be like, you know, submissive.
Just
and
get in that lap, baby. Take it. It's yours.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, I'm very excited today because I've got like two really hot, gorgeous women in the studio with me. If you haven't seen it on Candy's handle on Twitter at Candace Mama, then you better go there now, and also at The Real Dineo, because in the studio with us today we've got Dineo Moketsi. Hey, how you doing, girl?
Hello.
You know, it's amazing. You've been my daughter for the past couple of months now, which
almost
has been kind of weird.
Yeah, it's been
like it was something to like really get over, like seeing you as my daughter, because that's really not how I saw you before. And I just had to, I think it was more transference, you know. It's like, just take those feelings and put them into a loving father kind of relationship, which is really cool. And you know, I must say I'm in awe of you because I've always loved what you do, and I was like, oh, I get to act with her and play with her on set and stuff, you know. And you were really fun to play with, man. Really, thank you so much.
Not
really
too
great.
Shabby, hey, Nige.
No, you're super talented. I think people don't know that. Yesterday we had all this open up the industry stuff.
Oh, Lord.
As
let
if,
me
like,
not get in my
not
feelings.
No, don't get into that. But, you know, it's like, for me, I was like, of course you should be here. Not only did you study drama, right?
Well, I did music and drama extracurricular.
Yeah. Mm. And you were in New York for a while as well.
I did, and then I had to leave because of lack of funds. So I followed the artistry, no matter what happened, no matter how tough it got, no matter how sad it got. Because I got really depressed when I had to leave school because it was too expensive. It was $16,000 a semester at the time.
Wow.
So, I mean, if you have to put the 14 rand to the dollar right now, that was 2009, and I came back very depressed, decided like New Year's Eve of that very year that I was like, just pick up and stop this crap. Yeah. And a lot of people think I started with this presenting thing, and Akinomoto Show gave me my first break as an actor. That's how I started in the industry.
Tommy Sweet Something?
No.
No?
No. What? In Soul City 10.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
This was all the way back in 2010.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. That was my first gig.
Wow.
In the industry. And people think, oh no, babes, you just started yesterday. I didn't just start yesterday.
And you're just a presenter. What are you doing acting?
Not for anything. presenting happened by accident. I was really trying to make money at the time. I was 21 in 2010. So
okay.
I was just like, how can we make money? Okay, I guess this is the sort of presenting I do if I ever did it, because back then actors had a bit of a complex. You know, it was always like very taboo to sort of go and present.
You can't present. You're selling out. You're a thespian.
Exactly. Oaxis happened. After Oaxis happened, it's funny because it just felt like a roller coaster of things. Soon after Oaxis happened, I shot a cameo for the Winnie movie with Daryl Rutt.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like all these things. At the time, it was still called City Cecla. Months before that, I did a cameo in City Cecla. And people just don't know these things. And they think because at some point you got a break and you got onto a platform, now the door's being opened to you.
Mm.
That's far from the case.
Yeah.
But it is fair to say that, you know, from the outside looking in, especially the entertainment industry, people think it's so easy. Look like that.
Yeah.
And they look at you and they think, okay, no, she's got the whole package. And, you know, she just had to be pretty and pitch up at one place and that's it. And doors open for you.
Yeah.
And people don't want to hear the part that you went to school. They don't want to hear the part that you studied and hustled. And
That you also had to come up with the tuition fees, by the way.
No. That's not the fun stuff. Yeah. You know, people look at you like an overnight sensation in a sense.
But that's why I take issue with, you know, certain journalists or certain publications and the angle with which they run with when it comes to certain people. I feel like too many times there's been a rags to riches narrative written around me. A couple of weeks ago, I was really irritated with some blog because they wrote, Nell has her first on-screen debut. Film debut. I was like, why not ask me? Why don't you just pick up the phone, say to Nell, hey, how's it? You're doing a movie. Fantastic. Is this your first time? And I can tell you, no, it is not my first time.
Yeah.
The first movie that I was in, big time, may have been literally 30 seconds of screen time on the movie, but was the Winnie Mandela movie. You know? That was my first movie experience.
Yeah.
And I think it sort of takes away when they're going to give, because yes, there are people who are living that existence of they show up, they rock up because people who are gatekeepers prefer them or like them or are attracted to them. You know, they get that job because they're so-and-so and they're sexy. But for some other people, that's not the case. You know, the rest of us do still audition to this day. Scandal, I auditioned for.
Yeah.
That's where you played my daughter, by the way.
Yes, that is where I played Tamisha's daughter.
Just in case people are wondering, what?
So you can try and sort of try to douse everyone in the same liquid, but we're not going through the same journey.
Oh, yeah.
There are people who'll say, I still go to auditions that aren't going to auditions. There are people who will not publicize that they're going to auditions because it's a bit tough.
Yes.
It's sore to be auditioning.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and sometimes there's the fancier audition, which is called the screen test.
Okay.
That people will go to because most they are top option.
Yes.
You know, it's between Dumisha and Tlomla, and that's it.
Yes.
You know, and that's what it's come down to. So for me, I'm just like, you know, we can say that from the outside looking in, it looks like certain faces keep getting the job.
Mm.
But in and amongst the certain faces, there are different pathways. Certain people are still auditioning. Certain people are still going into boardrooms to pitch themselves, to be on certain shows. Certain people are still trying to put themselves at the forefront.
Mm.
Others aren't. And sometimes it's okay. It's okay to be like, I'm like Cameron Diaz. I get the call and they say, come be on.
Yeah.
Or I'm like Meryl Streep, you know. I get the call and I'm like so-and-so. Taraji. with Empire. Said, you know, Lee Daniels called her and she was like, well, let me sit with you in the audition process because I'm not going to walk onto a show and have the entire cast not be on par with me. That's okay to say. It's okay to say, I've gotten to a certain level in life.
And if you've earned it, then it's really perfect.
You've earned it, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. But that brings us to your tweet, right? About getting into the industry, that gatekeepers. And I feel like with that, it looks like I'm about to touch a tender spot.
It's supposed to be like having a sex edition.
We are going to have the sex edition. I'm so sorry.
We wanted to have the sex edition.
We are getting into the sex edition, guys. I'm sorry. But no, but seriously, I just want to just clarify, especially with someone like Dineo, who's like, you know, people, it's so easy from the outside looking in to say that it's the same faces that keep getting the jobs. But at the end of the day, even if Dino had to say to the producer, you know what, listen, I'm not going to take this job because let me open up the industry to other people. Putting aside your hustle, putting aside everything, it doesn't mean that you, the person that's tweeting, is going to get the job. You know, you're just going to hate on someone else. You know, so it's just like,
why is there an expectation of, in the real world, if you're going to go into corporate, right, looking at the situation and somebody says, okay, we believe your resume matches what we're looking for. Would you sit in that, let's say, upper six figures paying job monthly, in terms of upper six figures? Would you sit there and go, well, no, I feel like Candace should get the job? And then you look at your, everybody's going through some or other financial struggle. Everybody's trying to cover
something,
their basis somewhere or somehow. You can't expect, and I think it's in the same way people go, yeah, but you're a public figure, you can't get touched. When people say this, it comes with the territory. That's crap. That's honest to God crap. I can't sit there and say to you, because we're expected to be the people that are floating from job to job, we must let other jobs go.
We don't have feelings anymore.
We don't have feelings. We're not those people. People have to plan kids. Kids are so expensive. The very same celebs that you watch that are on your television have to think about, damn, my kid needs to get registered for school next year.
Shelter.
A million doesn't even cover a kid's life.
Yeah.
Let's say somebody wants to have four kids.
And by the way, no one in South Africa is paid close to a million for any show. You see anybody on TV, they are not making anywhere near. Please, nobody gets paid that.
Especially for that show. For that show. Endorsements, blah, blah, blah. All of that is another ball game.
But even there,
but then we're also not having the conversation of the game has changed. It is not the same anymore. And I think we're making the social media aspect of it the devil. Regroup. That is all that everything is saying to you that you must do. Regroup, rethink your strategy. Nobody is walking in doing the exact same thing.
Amen.
If they're leveraging off of a platform, that's okay. Did you check out what it took for them to build the platform?
And actually, I wanted to say something about that, which is like, basically, a lot of people say things like, it's, and you know, the thing that got me, I was like, open up the industry by all means. Please come in.
Of course.
See how difficult it is.
But what got me was, through the windows.
When it started just being about like some of the women in the industry, the young women in this industry, most of whom are not even 30, who are doing really well, who are working really hard, by the way, because even if they're doing well and they're still getting all those jobs, they have to pitch up at every one of them. And I'm in awe of like the energy, the hard work ethic, and the fact that they're doing it for themselves, and then people are wanting to put them down. That's when I was like,
that's exactly it.
Enough. We're always doing this. Like, we can't
celebrate.
You know, I've realized that I've been doing this for a while and I've been trying my luck and it's not working, but I see that you did this and that and that and it worked for you. Can I either learn from you if I ask you, or you know what, I'm just going to quietly learn from you anyway, which that's what's working, as opposed to no, it shouldn't work for you, because then it won't work for you either.
Yes, how dare it work for you?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to pull you down.
Even then, if I like the fact that you touched on the fact that it was just women being exposed and torn down. Nobody realizes the level, And I'm not saying it's too large, and I know I'm sitting across from Dumisho, but the level of privilege men get over women.
Oh, that's 100%.
That's true. I'm not even gonna.
I've sat and watched. Definitely. It's a lot easier for us. People have gotten certain doors open for them on the basis of friendship, on the basis that you're someone's boy and y'all drink every weekend. It doesn't matter that you can do the job, but dog, listen, take this much. I'll take this much from this, and you know we'll just keep it classy and we'll keep it moving and we'll make it look like damn it, you worked at it.
Amen.
And it's believable with the men because it's like, oh my God, this dude is my inspiration. He hustled.
If you're a semi-moderate looking woman and you don't even have to be like out of this world.
Yeah.
If you're semi-moderate, trust me, they're going to say you slept your way to the top.
That's right.
There's no other alternative. You can't be smart. You can't have worked hard. You can't have hustled. If you're under 30 and successful, you have slept with somebody.
Yeah. I don't even consider myself successful. I remember I went somewhere and someone insinuated that where I am, somebody wants to sleep with me. I was like, really? You really don't think I earned this gig?
Oh my gosh.
You really don't think I went in, auditioned over and over and over again?
You're really good at what you do. But the thing is, right, here's where I think people get it wrong. I'm not going to say you know, until you're there, you think, this looks easy. Like, what, this presenting thing, I just go, you know, just pitch up and just talk a little bit. This acting thing, you know, you get there, like, you just look nice, and then you just, like, come kind of say a couple of lines. Like, I could do this, so why am I not getting a chance to do it? Because I want to, because I said I can.
Yes.
And it's like, no, wait. It's actually, you think it looks easy, but you do it, and you won't.
Yes.
It's actually incredibly difficult,
and
it takes
taxing.
A huge amount of intelligence and knowledge and craft and working at it and honing your talent and polishing it to actually make it look that easy.
Amen. I'm gonna love this
close it off.
People want to know about sex
because we're gonna talk about your new movie, but first before we get there, let's detour slightly,
get into the groove.
You know what I mean? Should I change maybe like the tone of the
music? Make it like Marvin Gaye,
you know?
Barry White, sexy.
Wow.
Okay, I don't know if I can do
I don't
that,
know what I've walked into.
Oh, it's gonna be fun.
Ooh. I mean, I guess we're here.
Yeah, yeah, it's too late for you.
Let me dim the lights a little bit.
Candlelight.
Okay, here's the thing, right?
Yes.
I bumped into this website called omgyes.com.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What's that?
And I was like, whoa, blown away, because it's a website where men and especially women can go to learn about how to pleasure themselves and where men can go to learn how to pleasure a woman. And I was really impressed because I was like, this is, you could, if you're a pervert, you could think, oh, but you know, because they actually show women.
Yes, and real women.
Real women pleasuring themselves and as an example of what they want.
But they also make sure it's not sexual. I think we need to
I must say, I don't think they made sure it's not sexual.
Well, it's
from a man's point of view, I was like, okay.
But they try to make it not like pornographic. You
no,
know?
It's not pornographic, but it's still beautiful
it's
and
nudity.
Sexual.
Yes.
And then they've got, I don't know if it's an app or whatever, with basically it works best on an iPhone and a touchscreen phone. And it's basically like there is a vagina right there, and you get to play with it.
Wow.
And based on what you're doing, it tells you if you're doing it right or not,
wrong.
Which is very
helpful.
It's practical, you know, because it's one thing to read and then hopefully remember at some point. You can practice right there. Like, you read it, this is how you do it. Now try it yourself.
It is, but you know, it does. It sounds weird, I have to say, because you guys should
Dinelle
see Dinelle's face
this.
In studio.
Yeah,
she's like
on the floor.
She's
right
like,
now.
I need to go.
Hope your mom's not listening.
No, it's not. Look, this app, I need to actually.
I mean, if you're a woman, you can just do it yourself. You don't need. You
oh,
don't need
stop
screen,
it.
I'm just saying.
Stop it. Okay, let me actually just clear up this thing about this app, right? So, this app is targeted at women predominantly.
Yeah.
And it is basically because women don't. Studies have shown women don't get sexual pleasure from just getting in bed and having sex and, you know, being done. So, women have to learn what triggers their bodies.
What gets them off?
Yes. What particular strokes and things get you going. And this app is targeted at that. So it tells you a couple of different techniques that you can apply to yourself. Mm-hmm. Then you use it on yourself. And, you know, when it's time to be with your partner, then you know what's going down. Mm-hmm. You know, and you can teach your partner. Or they can go on the website and teach themselves. And when it gets to the bedroom, they know what's up, you know.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
What happens when your teenager gets on this app?
Okay, no. Because you have to subscribe to it, and unless they've got money to be subscribing, yeah. No. It's not the kind of money you will. A teenager will just be dishing out.
I just needed to check that.
No. It's not an easy access app.
I must say this because I was once a teenager, and it was really. I mean, it probably was long ago in your term, but it doesn't feel like it was that long ago. And when I was a teenager, obviously I was interested and I wanted someone to talk to me about these things. And
so when you have a boy, are you going to send this little man to your app?
No.
I mean, it depends on what age he is. No. But I think when he's at the right age, I think it's important for us to have that chat. Because I want my boy to understand that actually sex with a man and a woman, number one, is supposed to be amazing. It's supposed to be great. You're supposed to be good at this. And I want him to be good at it. But do it in the context of a loving relationship.
Yeah.
Right. That's where it finds its most amazingness of all. Like these one night stands or whatever, you're probably going to experiment with them and whatever, but it's not the ultimate. It can never be.
Okay.
But within a loving relationship and hopefully a married relationship, it's where it gets even better. And I think being okay with talking to your kids like that allows them to make up their own mind rather than hear from their friends or rebel because you said, we're not talking about sex, whatever.
Yes.
Or them just needing to know, because when you become a teenager, there are these hormones that surge inside of you and it's going crazy. And actually, a lot of the times, all you want from your parents is just to say, I understand how you feel.
Yeah.
Hang in there, baby. I'm going to talk to you about it. And we're going to talk through this. I'm going to hold your hand. We're going to walk through this.
Mm.
And when you're ready, mentally and emotionally, I give you my blessing.
All right.
Yeah. But can I just take that and just rewind a little bit? I think sex, especially in black communities, you know, it's such a taboo topic.
Yeah, no. Like, in the black community, sex is dirty.
No, yeah, you don't even speak about it. Like, how dirty. Dare you? How dare you even utter the word sex? But I think that in today's society, you know, I feel like women especially, as free as we are and as liberated and equal as we are, when it comes to sexuality, then all of a sudden, no. You just say the word sex and you get labeled. You get called a whore, you know, whatever. Mm. Whatever society seems to see fit around the topic, you know.
But I don't know. I think there are certain people who will construe me as the person who's too much of a prude to have the conversation about sex.
Okay.
Then have the conversation with me and get shocked.
Yes.
I think around the girls who are close to me, we have very open, honest conversations.
Yes. I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, no, seriously.
No, yes.
I mean, who are you supposed to be talking to about this?
Yeah.
Things, you know what I mean?
But, you know, looking at an app like this, does your partner get... I sort of dilly-dally in the center and go, would your partner get offended? Or is this something you embark on with your partner? Because then I feel it a better conversation when you go... But also, somebody might get hurt.
No, but can I tell you something?
Unless you're joking and you go, baby... Look at this app. I really want to see what happens in it.
No, but that's my problem right now, because I feel like in society, woman, we can get away with, like, if we have bad sex, it's expected almost. Like, okay, whatever. You know, like, if the man has 70% of the qualities you're looking for, bad sex is the last thing you should be looking at, you know? So we society has taught us to appreciate all these external things.
Yeah.
But if you're not happy in the bedroom, all of a sudden it's like, don't be ungrateful. You know, he's a lawyer, he's successful, he's providing, blah, blah, blah. And you can figure the rest out on your own. You know, so I feel like when you can communicate with your partner and open up the conversation, and not obviously like tell him, you know, I'm not happy, but you just teach him. You're like, baby, I like this. Maybe we should try this. So you navigate. Like, you know, you just.
So would you then secretly be within the app only to later advise that babes.
I'm gonna break it down for you as a man, and here's how you do it, ladies.
Okay.
Basically, like it's helpful to go on the app if you don't know what
makes you happy,
what pleases you in bed.
Yeah.
You gotta please yourself first, so you know what works.
Solo loving,
right? And this app might do that for you if you don't know. And then from there, the point of being in a loving relationship is about being honest and open. So either the whole time you have been quiet and you have not been saying
he thinks he's the bomb.
Oh yeah, that works. Those are cues, audio, visual, all of those that should tell a man that this is working for my woman and I must do more of that. And every now and again, even have a conversation whether in the act or after, it depends how you guys do it. Because some people don't like to talk during sex. They're like, don't talk, just do. But if you're cool with that, then like,
terrible.
Do you like it when I do this? Do you like it when I do that? If I did that,
okay, not too much talking. Like, don't have dialogues and Shakespearean.
No,
you know,
I mean,
plays.
Of course, you shouldn't have a whole like monologue within your sex. But
like just a little, just a little.
No, you
communication.
Need a little. I think you need a bit. Yeah,
but it also you can't be. Oh my God, okay, maybe this is the time when I must talk. Okay, yeah, let's talk. Let's see. What am I going to say? What am I going to say?
Make
okay,
it awkward.
Okay,
no, you can't like
And then you're just like, what's happening?
Yeah, you can't at
because
that point.
You have to be with it. It's not a thing that you do, in my opinion, it's not a thing that you're doing for the sake of someone else.
Yes.
You have to be within a trajectory of pleasure to be speaking.
Yes.
If not, babes.
Yeah, don't force
it's tough.
It.
But here's
my
thing, right? And this is what I don't understand. Like, when people talk about these things, it clearly means that you guys never had a conversation before about sex in any shape or form.
Yeah.
Which begs the question, how did you get to this bedroom naked together like this now?
But can I tell you?
At which point was there like that hey, you know?
You don't discuss it, actually. Like,
right?
Woman, it's not like we fall in love with our ears first. We're like putting together who you are as an individual.
Eyes.
So
I will admit to my shallowness in that department. Eyes first.
But we're putting it together like in our minds, and the last thing we're going to do is before we even know if we're going to take it there with you is be discussing like, oh, you know, this is what makes me
no
this,
you're not like that, you I mean know, what did it take you by surprise? You're like walking through the passage.
What did you do, Dumisho?
No, I'm just saying there has to be some
you
sort
had
of
a conversation
sexy talk.
Before
it wasn't
you
a
had
conversation
like,
but there was that thing where you're like,
no,
you know,
no, but in that sexy talk, it's like, exactly that to get you in the mood.
You know, the
but
thing that I like most about you when I first saw you.
After
a couple of dates, you know, you know that I want to do this with you.
No, it's a feeling. You don't discuss it.
No, we're not discussing
it
like we're having
a look,
conversation.
You know a touch, you know a kiss. You've got the physical cues.
Yes.
If we have a conversation about
it
it's awkward.
No.
It's such a mood killer.
So
like, hey, babes, oh my gosh, I like your eyes when you look at me like that.
Oh, I like that touch.
Obviously, I can't bring my max here on the station.
No, but can I tell you, most people don't
stop your
life. No, most people don't sext. Or talk about sex until they've had it. And then afterwards, because you don't want to be directing someone and then he pisses you off and you're like, you know what? No, bye. You know, you want
bye. Tell him.
I mean, apart from a couple of one night stands and oh my gosh, this happened. I don't see how that can actually happen. Like,
okay,
maybe the music was too loud at the club.
Can I tell you something quickly? Just a stat, right? Is that somewhere around between 73 and 75% of women fake orgasms. Now, what that tells you is that firstly, there is no communication. Or the person is just a lousy lover and they're not really in it for the woman's pleasure or satisfaction. Because I think a lot of guys sometimes tend to go into these things with just that thing, I've conquered. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Now
but
I'm like,
you also must be very in tune with your intuition.
Yes.
Because that sort of stuff leaves you feeling very, very empty.
Yes.
So you can't sit there and go, oh my gosh, she likes me, so maybe I should have sex with him.
Oh no, you can't use sex as validation. And I think that's what
many
a lot of young women do.
Many do.
Yes. They use that sex as like, if I have sex with him, he's going to be tied to me forever. Yeah. And you know, then he's
mine. And
if
he breaks up with me, it's like, you took my virginity.
But can I tell you something?
I gave it up and then you broke up. Like, I thought that was the point. We were going to give it up at some point, right?
But that's the problem, because I feel like women aren't taking their ownership and they're not taking their power when it comes to sex. Because when you're going into a sexual relationship with someone, it's a mutual transaction. It's a mutual, you know, relationship and vibe. And
at times not.
But it should be.
Absolutely, it should be. But at times it's not.
If you own your power as a woman, then when you go into a sexual relationship, you are getting just as much as, okay, maybe
you should be getting.
Yeah, you should be getting. And even if it's disappointing
sexually.
Or if he walks away, it's like, okay, well, that was that.
It really didn't work out.
But you know, I mean, it's a very tough thing because owning your power comes down to so many other factors of self-love and building yourself to a particular point, just emotionally and mentally, that you can walk into it. And sometimes I've grown to be of the belief, never let your crush know that they're your crush, because therein lies your loss of power in the situation. Therein lies
let me tell you
You meet Candy for the first time, but Candy's been eyeing you for, let's say, a good year or two.
Uh-huh.
You guys start to have a conversation. It's at a party. You keep going, you keep going, you keep going. She giggles one day because she feels safe enough to say, you know, actually, I've had the longest crush on you. Something goes off in your head that says, oh, God, do you got a thing for the kid? Uh-huh. And then you get to a point where you're like, well, is you going to give it up or ain't you? Because ultimately that is, oh no, you're just going to be on the black book of people that one, you know, once upon a time we did it. And if it's great, that's fantastic. If it's not, oh, well, we passed through that avenue. And that is what happens. You stay scarred with this person who you thought, because women build you up to be that's this amazing thing. Especially before they even get you. Like, oh my gosh, Tumisha Oso, Tumisha is so great. He's so smart. Tony, I can't deal. Every time I see him,
I lose my mind.
I'm not all right. Yeah. And to the point where they'll build you up, even if you're in a relationship, they'll build you up to be like, it's fine.
Yeah.
I'll play second side.
Yes.
You know, and it's just like, that's crap. You have to not get so engulfed in a man's existence that you begin to negate any of your boundaries or your limits or any of that stuff. Every time I'm at Cliff Central, I feel like I can swear. And I shouldn't.
No, swear away, girl.
No.
Swear away.
That's how and you be. Shouldn't. You know, and it's just one of those things that I've seen happen to so many women. And you wind up scarred because you're like, then you get to the let's not cuss. What's the diplomatic way of saying it? You get to the point that men ain't nothing.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, you get to that, like, yeah, all men are the same. Yeah. This guy used me for wada. But he used you somewhat possibly because you opened up this door.
But can I just jump in there?
We're going to jump in after this commercial break. Cool. We'll be right back.
Hello, Dan.
Why are you in my room?
It's me, old Dan. I'm here to chat about the future.
Wow, well, you smell really weird.
Ah, that would be mothballs.
Mm, sexy.
You're funny, which is just as well, given that you're going to be bald.
No, not my hair.
Well, you won't lose it, per se. It'll just creep slowly off your head and settle in your ears and nose.
Well, I'll be a vigilant trimmer.
No, you won't.
I will.
Dan, look deep into these ears. Mm. These are the ears of your future. Do you see any signs of trimming?
No.
You can't let things like baldness and hormonal mammary growth get you down.
Did you just say memories?
Sorry, but they're pointed in your direction.
They're just small ones, though.
Well, infants will pucker their lips into hungry little O's when they see them.
Oh, man. Seriously?
It's okay. Here, use my hanky.
What? Gross, man. Not a hanky. Look, I don't want to be an old guy with a hanky. I think I'm going to be sick.
And that's exactly what women will say when you smile at them. Look, don't wait until it's too late, Dan. Visit studentflights.co.za and travel before it's not fun anymore.
Yeah, ne? That was a marathon of a commercial break. Anyway, we are back.
Yes.
Here we are.
So, you know, I actually left it off by saying, you know, how women end up feeling in these relationships because of, you know, we've opened ourselves up to this.
Yes.
And I think it just needs to go back a little to the very thing you started with by saying self-respect and self-love. Because anytime you enter a relationship hoping someone is going to complete you or validate you, you're already disempowered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like in an age whereby women have so many liberties and so much freedom and we're meeting a lot more people, you know, we interact with a lot more people and we have options.
Sorry, I'm sitting back listening to you. Like, come through, girl.
Come be with us. Be with us. Yeah.
So we have these all these opportunities, but we refuse to take power and control of our own sexuality and say, I'm not going to give this to you because you demand it of me or you expect it of me. I will give it to you when I am good and ready and when you have proven yourself as someone I won't regret. You know, I won't regret sleeping with.
Because it's like, when did it become like a prize? Like,
exactly. And I think it's
important. When did it become a reward for good behavior?
You know, like it's a little doggy.
Yeah, like,
you can have the cookie today.
Yes. Like, did I get some cookie? Did I do right? No, guys. I mean, I think that here's the thing, right?
Yes.
And my thing is, I think going to a boys' school, and actually, even before that,
those things need to fall. Boys' school, girls' schools. Don't like them. Been through that system. No, let me tell you what happens in girls' schools. The bullying is horrible, but that's a topic for another conversation 6 months from now when I'm not discussing sex right now. But boys' schools and girls' schools need to fall.
I think it's unfortunate because girls' schools I don't know what happens there. But and sometimes even in boys' schools, because it's like your idea of sex can be messed up because there's a lot of pornography and blah, blah. That happens at all boys' schools.
And the wrong conversations happen because these kids are not integrated. Yeah. But even when they're integrated, it's like we're going to discuss it in Elo and Giggle.
Yes.
Although we did have like sex education class.
That's L.O.
Taken by the priest.
Which Yeah,
life and, oriented. We're education telling us about sex education.
A single man who's an Anglican priest giving us sex education was never really going to work out.
Yeah.
Was he a virgin giving you sex education?
I think so. But nonetheless, you know, I think one must take it upon themselves on both sides.
Yes.
To understand themselves enough and get to a point where they're like, okay, no one has really spoken to me about this, and I need to get to a point where I'm on top of this, because literally sex plays such a huge part in every other aspect of your life.
Oh, yes.
It can define who you become, the job you do, the kind of person you are, what you want
you're
in
happy,
life,
sad.
You're happy, sad, and everything else. And if you don't get past that really, really soon in life, hopefully before you start doing it, you're going to have very major problems. Now, if we're just talking plain sex, the actual act itself, before we get to all the other emotional issues and whatever, on both sides, people must go and educate themselves, because these things are available. I remember growing up, we didn't have the internet, so we had CNA and all these other bookshops, and you'd go to the sex section and open those books, and then the little old ladies would walk
in
past
the
and
corner.
Go, we know what you're reading, you know. And it was born out of a curiosity of, first of all, what is the sex thing about? And then also, how can I get better at it if it's like something that you can practice and get better at without actually doing it, right? And I think everyone should do that, because if you know you're good at something, you're more confident when you do it, which allows other people to also feel confident about it. I mean, we're talking about something now, and I'm thinking to myself, I've worked, I'm going to take the topic somewhere else, but I'm thinking, if as a confident man, you've like, I think I like to work with good looking actresses and women. I like it.
Yes,
it makes
honey,
me feel good. I like to go to work and look at beautiful people. But when I get there, it's not like I'm going, I want to get with you, and if I'm nice to you, it means we must get it on. It's like, no, I actually want you to be at your best doing your thing, girl, and I'm doing my thing right here, because if we are both good in the scene and I give you that energy, I'm going to be good if you were good, because I'm already good. But if I'm good and I'm making you feel like, whatever, and I take you off your game, we're not going to be good.
That's
the same thing with sex.
Oh, 100%.
You're playing. You need to both be there together, confident. And if I'm confident, I must make you feel confident about you, so that you bring more. And we can all bring more to the table. That's how people should be doing what
can
they're doing.
Can I bring it back to what Candy was talking about, just in terms of sexual liberation?
And I
just think, we're not necessarily defining the so-called sexual liberation, because right now it lives under the guise of I'm gonna get it, and women are starting to do what the men are doing, the whole conquest thing, which I think is total BS. Don't do that to yourself. If you actually had a great time, you need not Instagram I enjoy morning D-I-C-K.
Oh, thank you.
You need not tell me.
But
that's what I'm saying, is that's
what
defined as
liberation.
No,
and I'm like,
we're not
having the clearest conversation on sexual liberation.
Yes.
You know, for me, I'm like, there's a good number of women that I know who've been through their whole phase.
Yes.
And it's okay to go through your whole phase, babes.
Why do they call it a whole phase, yo?
Because that's what it is.
If you're a hoe, it's okay.
No,
that's
I'm not saying
doing,
if you're
you know?
A hoe, it's okay. I'm saying, though,
the phase.
I myself, I don't believe in encountering two penises at the same time. It's not for me.
Fair enough.
It's too much. I think for me, we leave spiritual footprints
Thank
in each
you.
Other when we have sex.
Yeah.
You take so long to shake off the one being
that
when you are going to only shower to go do it with the next man in the evening, I don't know what your core is like come nighttime when you have to be by yourself.
I love that. Yeah.
I just don't feel like the conversation of sexual liberation when it comes to women is clear enough to take them out of the space of, oh, you're a SLUT.
Slut.
Yeah.
For
I said it.
Doing XYZ, as opposed to, okay, the thing is, this is why I like Being Mary Jane as a show.
Oh yes, me too.
There's a bit of a clearer conversation about relationships with men and sex, and it's not we're all doing each other at the same time and I'm powerful because of it. That is not the case. Okay. You know, and I think women are also taking the sexual liberation thing to, oh, you're his main, good for you, but he was in my bed last night. That is not sexual liberation. Yeah. You're just trying to get one up on another woman because you just dislike the fact that you're sharing a man, not realizing that you've put yourself in the situation of sharing a man, babes. Yeah. It's not the rest of our problems that you have validation issues.
I love that.
So
I love
I'm just like...
Can we like take all that stuff out of like sex stuff?
Okay.
No, what you're saying, like can we actually get to a point where we take it out?
Yeah.
Like... Okay, maybe you had daddy issues. I don't know. But can we just take it out? And also get to a point where maybe we're starting to just enjoy it. I find that the most liberated societies that have the least violence, with especially against women, there is that sense of liberation. There is a sense of
where are they again?
Where I'm going to experiment. There are times as a woman, there are times where I'm not going to experiment and I'm going to try this because that's what I want.
Uh-huh.
And those places are like places like Brazil, especially a lot of the Latin American countries
you go to. I'd love to go to Brazil if they don't kidnap me. And people are going to say I'm really ignorant for that statement.
That's okay. It might,
it's like saying in Mexico, I'm not going to Mexico.
Yeah.
Because the water.
No, but adding on to that, I think everything you've said is so on point. Because I think, you know, as soon as we can stop making sex such a taboo, like in society, and we actually have clear conversations and we speak about it not like as this dirty act and you're going to either you're going to burn in hell or you're a slut or you're a whore, whatever. I don't think sexual liberation is that, whereby you're sleeping with 3, 4, 5 men circulating around your
home. That's your thing.
No, if that's your thing,
good. Do you, boo-boo.
But don't, because I find that sometimes people tend to be too aggressive with their sexual approach.
Yeah.
So like, just because you want to sleep with the whole world, cool, I respect that. I will never call your name.
Thought but about don't it.
On my
times.
You, whatever but don't put it on your Instagram, like, you know what I'm saying,
right?
Don't put it on your Instagram provocative pictures and then you know you're being followed by people who are under the age of 18, for example, who are looking at this and thinking that this is okay. Sex is a great thing.
Let's talk about this. Sorry, bud.
Yes. sex is a great thing, but please use it in context. Use the full context. Don't just give us snippets.
We're having a really great chat about this, and I want to take it, because the other reason why we called Dineo in here was not just to get her opinion on sex, to be honest. But there's a
as
new
fun
movie
as it's been.
Coming out, babe, and you know, we're talking about sex. Can we take it now to romance? Because I think a lot of the times there's a lot of romance missing.
Yes.
Can we bring back the romance? I grew up with romance.
In society,
you know, I grew up
even.
With that sense of. Actually, before we even get there, like, there had to be a lot of romance, and the romance
and
continues. And, you know, it's, I gotta say this, because a lot of women think, oh, yeah, preach on, brother. And then, like, you get with them, and they're like, oh, but I thought it was a one-way thing. No, no, it's two ways, ladies.
Exactly.
Okay?
Thank you.
And let's talk about this new movie that is about to come out. When is it coming out, first of all?
May 27th.
And it's Mrs. Right Guy.
Yes,
am
it
I
is.
Correct? May 27th. And just give us a brief synopsis of what the movie's about.
It's so funny that now you bring it in. Very smart of you, Dimitri. Mrs. Right Guy is basically a movie about a girl named Gugu Hlatshwayo. Gugu is dubbed the walking wounded because Gugu's experiences in life have sort of rendered her bitter towards the opposite sex. And now this sort of filters into everybody's life. She literally just doesn't want men anywhere around her. Does not want to sniff them, see them, feel them anywhere near her.
They must stay away.
Yeah.
Life, because this is what we were talking about with Candy, about sort of being of sober mind and in control of yourself in the situation, that the situation does not dictate to you what's about to embark in your journey.
Wow. Sounds like a thesis.
So now Gugu gets to this crossroads, not because she planned to, not because she wanted to, but because life happens.
Yeah.
Gugu gets, you know, into the situation with the one gentleman where she thinks, okay, maybe this is what it should be. You
is
know?
This with Tapelo, the Tapelo Tapelo's character? Because just to mention, like, the other stars that are in the show is Tapelo Mokoena and
Lehasa Moloi.
Yeah. Very good looking young guys, very, very talented. And I'm looking forward to seeing the movie.
Oh, me too.
Because, one, okay, I look at the poster and I saw a bit of the trailer and I'm like, here, when I look at that, I'm like, here are people I see in so many other things, but I like them because they're so talented.
Yep. Mm.
And in this, when I'm watching the trailer, it looks beautiful.
Yep.
The performances well look shot. Real. It's well shot. Mm. I'm thinking, if you are representing young women of that age in Johannesburg going yes. through this, well, you're the right person to do it.
I
and if
Tapelo
is representing that particular archetype, which is the well-dressed business guy, the bit of a player, I'm like, he's doing it.
Yes.
Like, I believe it. I buy it.
It's
I want to
like
see.
It's perfect casting. You it know, really is.
Lahas is like the sweet guy next door kind of thing. But still like a really good-looking man. So it's like, it's cool to just watch the movie and be like, it's cool. I believe all this.
And everyone sees themselves in it because, I mean, you know what I mean? See yourself... The story itself with Gugu is like you almost every woman can relate
so
to that.
Many, you know? So many. I don't know how many conversations I've seen on Twitter or conversations that I've been privy to where chicks are going, well, I'm done with men. I'm
Thank
over
you.
It. Let's not do it. Or if your girlfriend, somebody's sitting on your girlfriend in the club and you're going, what do you want?
You become the
What's your name?
The bulldog.
You become the bulldog of the situation. You know, you're in a club, you guys are having fun and you turn around and you go, can't you just...
Leave us,
because we're having a good time. Yeah. You know, every woman has been that girl at some point in her life. And it's I think for me, that's the biggest reason why I feel like this is going to be a conversation piece more than you're going to go watch a movie and go, oh, cool movie, cool story, bro.
But you want to speak about
You want to speak about it because then we're having the conversation about the choices women make.
Oh, yeah.
And why.
You know, you're having a conversation and I really hope it doesn't get narrow-minded, but some conversations will get narrow-minded
Probably.
And that's okay.
And that's okay.
But, you know, I think there's a greater message to be sent about women being so at ease and understanding of themselves and their situations.
Mm.
You can't... That can't be your definition. I was watching Basketball Wives of LA and I know, it's so bad. It's so bad.
No, I'm on that same train. Don't worry.
That's why
I can hold my head like...
I can't help myself. But you see, now, there were two women arguing. There were two women arguing. And the one says, you hurt my feelings because you said my story about this terminal disease that I had and surviving it is boring.
Yes.
And I feel like as women...
You watched that episode, clearly.
She did. And you know what? At some level, it was rude to say... It was rude for the other woman to say it's boring. But I find so many of us women going, I'm the girl who went through this experience. And because I survived it, that is my identity.
Mm. Yeah.
It's not.
Come on. You survived it. You learned something. Move on.
Right? Mm. So it's. I look at somebody like Gugu and I'm like, oh, Gugu, girl, it took you... forever you know and even in the movie when we were busy doing final touches, I was looking at it so annoyed with her. I literally stepped out of myself like, can this girl chill?
But don't you think we get so married to our like you were just saying, we get so That's married to the story that has created the person that is now. Because then it also allows us to stop having accountability for whatever actions we take part in. Ooh, you know,
so I'm wounded because
it detaches. Exactly. So if you get into another relationship, you can just be like, well, my ex did this, and well, you know. So you can always point the blame outside instead of saying, what's going on within here?
Great friggin' point, because we sit in this mess of wallowing.
Yes.
That we sit and we go, well, my ex did this and this and that. Nobody stops to go, okay, what was my part in the breakup?
Thank you.
What was your part in the breakup?
Thank you.
This is what I contributed to what happened to our ending.
Yes.
Because we unravel each other.
And there's so much power in there.
Yes. Oh,
I exhaled.
You've been waiting.
With me up in this.
That was so liberating for me. You know, like, wow, she gets it.
Honestly, what Dino just said is such a vital thing. And I think if the audience out there takes nothing from the show, absolutely nothing.
Mm.
I think the one thing is taking accountability and responsibility for your own life.
Yeah.
You were born by yourself.
Thank you.
No doubt.
So even when a relationship does come to a demise or a sad ending, no matter what happens, you can look at yourself and say, what did I do? How did I end up in the situation? Because you don't wake up in that bad situation.
Yes.
It happens over time.
Because it gets that freaking crappy.
Yes.
You know, one person brings a certain level of toxicity that you weren't expecting. Now, because you feel like you're losing or at the losing end of this relationship that's most probably been very long, you know, and it's been, let's say, 3 years of nothingness, you then want to take your power back by going, yes. Let me show you how I can get me can a get dude now. Who is better than you. Let me show you. And I'll be in the spaces that you're in just to show you.
Yes.
And it's just like, and you continue to take from yourself for a good year and a bit trying to prove something to him, that it's so sore when you get to the point of realizing that he was done. Because of your actions. He wasn't done before you started on your revenge mission. Ha ha ha, our favorite word from the show, revenge mission. But it's so when you go, we could have salvaged it, but because I went and entered this arena of being vindictive.
You done took it too far, girl.
He left, honey.
But anyway, on that sound note,
I have a flight to catch.
Come back next week. We're going to talk. I think we should continue this part. One, okay. Two, three, four. Every day. Every damn time we're on air. Because sex is so amazing. It should be like breathing and eating.
Oh, we have to.
Natural.
Have to.
Get as much of it as you possibly can. It's good for you. It's good for your body. Thank you for being with us. And just to remind everybody, the movie comes out on the 27th of May. Don't miss it. It's going to be at all your local cinemas. Make sure that it's a big, huge box office hit.
Also, it's
a really great movie directed by a great friend of mine, Adze Uge. I call him the Black Hitchcock.
Afro
Hitchcock.
I'm still waiting for story behind this.
Because he's just so smart. Anyway, Candy, any last words?
Oh my gosh, that was such an amazing show. Thank you so much for adding. Wow.
It was quick. Amazing.
I feel like we have to have a part two.
Too soon?
You had to take it just to close us off.
What a wow.
Okay.
Thanks,
and you know what, Dineone? Let me tell you this, by the way. Uzo Buya.
Death by.
This is CliffCentral.com.